Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, brought to you by Get Started Marketing. Simply put, if you need to increase the amount of traffic to your website, go to Get Started Marketing. They're our sponsor. All right, what we're talking about in this lesson is the five big mistakes great companies make. Jim Collins did a great job in his books, From Good to Great and How the Mighty Have Fallen. And that's his genre. He's just incredible in all things business. But I want to give you five big mistakes that I've seen in studying endless books on this subject and personally leading companies for over 20 years. I've had three companies that have made it 20 years that I founded. And I find that there's five big mistakes that even the great companies make. Okay? Even the great companies make. The first thing is the vision, the original vision becomes stale. What was once a great vision is no longer a great vision. It fails to motivate. And Ford's trying to do that right now. You notice how they're talking about we're open to change, we want to change, and they're just trying to say, listen, we know we're a 100-year-old company, but we're ready to make some changes. And they're promoting a little bit more electric technology in their cars, but they're trying to give the buyer the impression that they're changing their vision. Why? Because a vision can become stale. Next, the culture gets secure and lazy. In the book, Why Elephants Can't Dance, I believe that's it. It's written by the fellow who was IBM's CEO. And they were looking at, like, IBM when they were struggling. He was trying to get it lean. And they had the amount of money they had just in artwork was like unbelievable. And like just real estate they had, just like such a waste of money. And what happens is successful companies, they get secure and lazy. They just assume they're going to be around. They just assume they're going to be in business. They assume survival. And there's one thing that I have learned. Survival is promised no one. I forgot the number of how many Fortune 500 companies from 1950 are still in business, but I believe it was less than 15%. These were the biggest companies. Okay, these were the biggest companies. They no longer exist. I mean, even in my lifetime, like companies like Zenith, I was like the biggest TV maker when I was growing up. It was huge. Gone. I don't know, like Radio Shack was huge. It may be around, but I don't know where they're hiding it at. Isn't what it was. Remember Blockbuster Video, and I can go on and on. Sears, JCPenney, these are huge, huge companies that are not the same. So the culture, their employees, they get secure and they get lazy. And lazy people never produce. They don't think new ideas are needed. Because they just assume they're going to be around. They don't have entrepreneurs because nobody needs to be one because they get lazy. That's why Google, part of their culture is they want their employees to spend 20% of their time looking at new innovation that could benefit Google. That's how they came up with Gmail. Okay? That was an in-house idea. You need to develop entrepreneurs. And that's a subject for a podcast we're going to get into, but that's huge. Just let me tease you with this. See, when your culture gets lazy and secure, they don't come up with great ideas. But you can be, you know, an employee within a company and be an incredible entrepreneur. Look at Sheryl Sandberg with Facebook. She's worth over $1 billion as an employee, COO, because she figured out how to monetize Facebook, make money actually with, you know, their audience that they had. Look at the fella who owns the Clippers. Yeah, who owns the Clippers out there in California. Steve Ballmer, worth over $50 billion. He's not an entrepreneur. He was the 30th employee, okay? He was the 30th employee at Apple. No, he was at Microsoft, I apologize. He was 30th employee at Microsoft. You want staff that brings great ideas to the table. You want the Sandbergs and these high-level people. But what happens is culture gets secure and they get lazy and nobody seeks for greatness anymore because they just assume they're going to be around. All right, next, they neglect young companies that will become formidable. This is where Google and them are smart. All these tech companies, they buy up their competition. I mean, what? Google buys YouTube and you go all the way down. Microsoft buys a company a year on, I think they've bought over, the amount of companies they've bought is just mind-boggling. Because they know that a young company can be what takes them down. That's how Blockbuster got knocked off. Could have bought Netflix. Look at Yahoo. Yahoo could have bought Google. I mean, Google is the 18th search engine company. They're the ones that made it, okay? So you neglect young companies. You don't fear them, and you should. Number four, you fail to innovate with the industry and or customer demands. You just don't change. I mean, Sears, this goes back a while, but when the internet was getting going, they were still mailing out like some 1,000-page catalog for darn near a decade when online was getting going. They could have been on the forefront of that. It would have been easy. They had the catalog. They had all the pictures, all the SKUs. All they had to do was hand that to a website developer, and they could have been like the Amazon at that time. They had all the innovation. They just had it in the wrong medium, print. So they fail to innovate with the industry or customer demands. And then what ends up coming, they become boring and stale, and what they offer, somebody else does it better. Somebody else does it better. Example of this, Harry's Razors, where they created a shaving club. They know that men need to buy razors constantly. Instead of going to the store, we'll just ship it to you. Oh, by the way, and we'll sell you the shaving cream with it. And we'll sell you the lotion. See, every word today is like a tongue twister to me. All right. Next big mistake that great companies make, they incur too much debt. Not enough cash. It's amazing. Have you ever looked how much money GE is in debt? Some of these massive companies. It would make my head pop. We saw this when the market collapsed in 2008, where debt just bit all these companies. So let me just share with you the five big mistakes that great companies make. And you can make these too, and you can make them with your small company. Number one is the vision of your company is stale. Does it need to be refined? Does it need to be updated? Are your employees secure and lazy? Do you have any entrepreneurs on your staff that are looking to find new revenue streams, new profit models, just completely new products, completely new services? Okay, you get a lazy culture, then you don't get any new ideas. Are you neglecting your competition? Are there young companies out there that are going to become formidable? You better learn from them. I recommend buying companies, even in small businesses. Are you failing to innovate with the industry? Are you failing to ask customers what they want? What ends up happening is you're no longer going to appeal to the customers. They're going to find somebody else who's doing it. What are you doing with your finances? Are you incurring too much debt? Not enough cash? Cash is king. What always impresses me about Apple is how much cash they have on hand. Cash is critical. Cash allows you to take advantage of opportunities. Cash allows you to make a mistake and survive one. All right, again, what I talked about today was the five big mistakes that great companies make. You're listening to Sean Castorina with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need help driving more traffic to your site, they're incredible. They originally work with my company. Their founder is incredible, and they work directly with my companies. And again, I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.